blaming all of my roots. I showed up in boots and ruined your black tie affair. The last one to know, the last one to show, I was the last one you thought you'd see there. And I saw the surprise and the fear in his eyes when I took his glass of champagne. And I toasted you, said, honey, we may be through, but you'll never hear me complain. 'Cause I got friends. Slip on down to the oasis. So I've got a friend in low places. I was wrong, I just don't belong. But then I've been there before. Everything's alright, I'll just say goodnight and I'll show myself to the door. Hey, I didn't mean to cause a big scene. Just give me an hour and then I'll be as high as that ivory tower that you're living on. 'Cause I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away. And I'll be okay. Yeah, I'm not big on salty graces. Think I'll slip on.
Kind of makes you want to sing along, doesn't it? I got friends in low places. Garth Brooks there. Boy, that guy was about as hot as you could get in the country music entertainment business back a few years ago. He sold a bunch of records, didn't he? A bunch of concert tickets, too, and they didn't come cheap. Well, next up is another fellow who was awfully hot in his day. His day was a long, long time ago, though, back in the 40s, 50s. Talking about Roy Acuff. Roy Acuff and the Smoky Mountain Boys. I'm going to play a song called Turn Your Radio On. Somebody wanted to hear some Roy Acuff. In this song, you will notice a wailing tenor on the courses of the song. And that happens to be done by a guy named Bashful Brother Oswald. And Brother Oz was with Roy Acuff throughout most of his career in country music. He sang all of the backup high tenor for him. He also played the dobro for Mr. Acuff. Let's give a listen right now to Roy Acuff and the Smoky Mountain Boys, and turn your radio on.
Come and listen in to the radio station where the mighty host of heaven sings. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on. Turn your radio on.
If you want to hear the songs of Zion coming from the land of endless spring, get in touch with God.
Get in touch with God. Turn your radio on.
So that quality wasn't the greatest, huh? Yeah, I admit that. A little bit up and down on that one there, but that recording was made a long, long, long time ago. Roy Acuff and the Smoky Mountain Boys there. Turn your radio on. Appreciate the person that requested some Roy Acuff there. He's always up for a good one. Well, let's move the clock forward a whole bunch here and go up to about 1985. Pick up a request from Rick and Janice Carnes.
I just dropped by to say hello to an old friend. Won't you tell him I was here when he gets home? By the look of things, you must be his new love. So maybe what I needed to know. Does he ever mention my name when the band plays Crazy on? Do you ever see him toss and turn when he should be asleep? Does he ever mention the time back before you? On a cold and rainy night,
I know it's been rough on you, and I can see he hurt you bad. I know that love's been tough on you. His memory still makes you mad, but far too long you've kept it in, and it burns a hole down deep inside. I can't seem to find your heart when it's hidden by your pride. So sit down beside me here and let me hold you close. Open up your heart and show exactly where it hurts the most. Let the tears flow down your cheeks. No need to be so proud. You'll feel a whole lot better now for crying out loud.
Statler Brothers, one of my favorites by them. Never was released on a single that I know of. It was from an album by the Statler Brothers called Four for the Show. A song called For Crying Out Loud. I like that a lot. That, of course, was after the Statler Brothers hired Jimmy Fortune. Lou DeWitt was their first high tenor. He retired and actually later passed away. And the Statlers hired Jimmy Fortune to take his place. Excellent writer, an excellent tenor singer, excellent guitar picker. Really kind of brought him back for several years there, the Statler Brothers. Well, somebody wanted to hear a song called I Don't Believe I'll Fall in Love Today. That's an interesting song. It's been done in a couple of different ways to the same tune. Ray Price had a recording, same tune, most of the same words, except his was called I Wish That I Could Fall in Love Today. Several people recorded I Don't Believe I'll Fall in Love Today. The Wilburn Brothers. Ray Price may have even recorded it in that vein. I'm not real sure, but several people did. It's a Harlan Howard tune, and we're going to pick up on it by Buck Owens and the Buckaroos from Buck's album from a long, long time ago. Buck sings Harlan Howard. I Don't Believe I'll Fall in Love Today. Here's Buck.
I don't believe I'll fall in love today. For if did, I know I wouldn't stay. I just can't make my heart find someone new. It's always much too busy loving you. Each night I pray I'll wake at dawn and find another in my heart and on my mind. Then I'll awake and hear my poor heart say that I don't believe I'll fall in love today. Always do. Somehow they'd never measure up to you. Each night I pray I'll wake at dawn and find another in my heart and on my mind. And I wake and hear my poor heart say that I don't believe I'll fall in love today.
If you happen to know of someone who'd like to have this section, you're taping with them or something, and they'd like to have this listener's choice section, have them get in touch with us. Send us a tape. Send us a email or leave a message on the phone number that we gave a few minutes ago, and we'll be glad to get it out to them. We'll send them whatever editions we have available. Right now they'd get edition number one as well as this edition number two of Listener's Choice. Be glad to get it on the way to them. Well, every once in a while a very special song comes along, and I'm about to put one on right now. This is not by request. This is one of my favorites, and I just kind of wanted to put it on the section, so that's what we're going to do. This is a songwriter out of Nashville, a girl whose name is Karen Staley, and she wrote this song. I heard it about 5 years ago, I guess, and she put it out on an album. The album really never did that much of anything. As far as I know, if the song were ever released as a single, it certainly never made the charts or got airplay. I just happened to hear it on WSM one night. I think it's a very, very good song, a very special song, and I'd like to put it on for you now, see what you all think about it. This is Karen Staley and Somebody's Child.
In a smoke-filled dive, at 5:30 on 2nd Avenue, she'll dance 3 shows without clothes, except for high-heeled shoes. Oh, they'll whistle and holler and throw her a dollar or more if she gives them a win. It's all just a game. No one feels her shame. I guess they never think she's somebody's baby. Somebody's girl, hiding her pain behind glitter and pearls. No, she's not some nameless stranger born to drive the men wild. She's somebody's baby, maybe somebody's mom. Child. walks the streets with the men she meets, only think of her as a thing. She doesn't feel to them she's not real, not even an overnight fling. But find a cheap motel, and for money she'll sell you and I and her dignity. They won't remember her face, only stockings and lace, 'cause no one wants to see she's somebody's.
Karen Staley there and Somebody's Child. What a fantastic song. Well, let's lighten it up a little bit after that. Pick up on another request. Somebody wanted to hear some Tommy Collins. Here's Tommy. You ought to see Pickles Now.
Now when I was a little boy, they lived next door to me. But a little girl called Pickles, just as mean as she could be. Now she ate pickles all day long, she didn't care what kind. And she got so mad when I asked her if she grew on a pickle vine. But gee, oh golly, you ought to see Pickles Now. When she walks by, I look and sigh, all I can say is wow. Here of late, I've got an awful urge to hang around. Oh gee, oh golly, you ought to see Pickles Now. Out her tongue at me and call me awful names. And the way I hated Pickles then, it was a terrible shame. One day I got so awful mad, I tore her playhouse down. She told on me and I got it bad in the place where I sit down. But gee, oh golly, you ought to see Pickles Now. When she walks by, I look and sigh, all I can say is wow. Here of late, I've got an awful urge to hang around. Oh gee, oh golly, you ought to see Pickles Now. Now time has rolled so swiftly by, and my how things have changed. Pickles is a big girl, you can bet I'm not the the same. Last night out on her front porch, she gave me a little kiss. And all that I could say right then was, boy, I do like this. Oh, gee, oh, golly, you ought to see Pickles now. When she walks by, I look and sigh, all I can say is, wow. Now I realize that she's the sweetest thing around. Oh, gee, oh, golly, you ought to see Pickles now.
Well, I certainly hope you have enjoyed this tape as much as we've enjoyed putting it together for you. It's been a lot of fun. This is going to just about bring us to the end of Listener's Choice Edition Number 2. Please keep those requests coming in. We really appreciate it. It's what makes the tape. It's what the tape's all about. That email address, once again, is snakeguy@bellsouth.net. Phone number 502-721-7634, and of course our address here, 115 North Keats Avenue, Louisville, Kentucky. The zip is 40206. Now, some of you may have had requests for this tape that did not get on this tape. Don't let that dishearten you. Go ahead and make another request or two when you send the tape back. We'll keep them all on the computer and get to yours just as soon as we possibly can. That's just about going to do it for this edition, edition number 2 of The Listener's Choice. We hope you've enjoyed it. We're going to let Jim Ed, Maxine, and Bonnie, the Browns, close us out this time. And we'll see you the next time around. Take care, everybody.